This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, good afternoon, Melbourne, and here we are. It's another fabulous Saturday in Melbourne town, and this, this, believe it or not, is the Escape Hour, your food and travel show. My name's Russ Masterton, and welcome back to the show, the one, the only, the fabulous Mr. Mark Adams. How are you?
Very well, Russ. Thank you for having me back. It's been about a year, I think, since I went off and, because I did uni full-time for a year.
You've been a busy study beaver for well over 12 months now.
Yeah, nearly finished though.
And so. And the good news today is, I don't know whether you want to tell everybody out there, but I do, that you've passed with distinctions and you're pretty darn fabulous, aren't you?
It was worth the effort. But, it's great to be back at Joy. It's an exciting time to be at Joy. Joy is just going from strength to strength, which is great. So I encourage everybody to join up and become a member and make it possible for us to stay on air. That's a big thing. So just because we're going well doesn't mean that we don't need the community's support.
Absolutely.
We are the community's voice. So get here, get volunteering, get your memberships, call up. I know that our volunteer people are sitting there right now waiting with bated breath to take people's membership fees.
So. Absolutely. We want
get
you
on
to
it.
Join up now. And, and speaking of Joy and our fabulous Taste of Radio course, we have a lovely newbie with us today. Stefan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And you are currently doing the Taste of Radio course, which is absolutely fabulous.
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's very good.
And where are you up to at the course?
Week 4, so out of 8 weeks, and so we're learning about panelling this week and touching all these buttons and all this. So.
You can ask Russ about panelling and learning and the finger of God, which seems to fly across the panel
that's
over the other side of the desk.
When you least expect it, somebody goes bang.
Yeah, because usually that's when people forget to turn the microphones off, which is the most common error, and it's the great thing to learn. What brought you to Joy? What made you go and do the course?
Well, I've been a listener and a member for a while, and hearing about it, I was quite interested to see what was behind what we were listening and how we could get shows going. And
so what's the number one thing you've learned in the first half of your course? I know you've got a long way to go.
Well, you do good microphone. He does good microphone. He already does good microphone, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. there are quite a lot of things, and it's just preparing, I think it was a good thing. Good making sure it's come prepared. And yes.
Well, welcome to the Escape Hour. We hope to have you on every week when you graduate. That'd be fabulous. Mark, you know what this time of the year means to all of us, don't you?
I have heard a rumour. There's some event in another city.
Huge event. Yes.
It's finish me with these details, Russ.
It's the biggest event in the Sydney calendar, my dear.
Ah, you're talking about the 40th
anniversary of Gra Gra. Can you believe it's
and
come
there's
around
a bright
so
new
quickly.
Talent.
Who is it?
A bright new person. You wouldn't have heard much about her. She's coming out to do a bit of singing. Sure.
Oh, that old thing.
She's sharing with us.
She's still got you, babe.
Yeah, she has. Amazing. Amazing that it's all coming together. It's one of the biggest ever. And Joy is joining forces with SBS Radio 3, and we do a simulcast. So you'll be able to listen.
Awesome.
So listen all next weekend on Joy, and you'll have all the details that are coming out through the week, but we'll be partnering up with Radio SBS 3. SBS Radio 3. I'm getting that wrong. And it's fantastic coverage. A lot of Joy's most loved voices will be there broadcasting away. So it's going to be a fantastic weekend. So tune in.
What an event. What an event. And look, you know, I, being the travel connoisseur that I tend to be, I've been online today and there's still airfares available. There are still hotels available. So there's no reason why anybody couldn't just go and book today. And
I don't know where that'd be available. I had a quick look.
Did you?
Just a sneaky look. And it was very hard to find any reasonable accommodation sort of that wasn't in Newcastle or Wollongong. I was looking at Orange at one stage.
Well, you know, you can still get tickets to the Share event at Via Agogo.
Can you? Okay. Yeah, okay. So it is available.
Maybe we should just go.
We don't endorse scalping, though.
No, we don't, but maybe we should just go, do you think?
No.
No? Okay.
When I looked at my budget and when I looked at what else there was, I think next year is going to be for me, and I'm going to book early. And that's the thing is, if you don't necessarily have all the money in the world, just book early, and you can get decent hotels that are in walking distance and for all ages and accessibilities around the area. But Sydney's quite hilly, don't forget. So make sure you've got something that isn't up a great hill.
What's your most memorable Mardi Gras?
I've never been.
Haven't
but
you?
No. So I have nothing to remember. But watching it as a kid, I think, was a real thing. Before you come to terms with your own sexuality, seeing people celebrate their sexuality, and this is probably going back to the 80s when it was on TV, and what a big deal it was to see people who were happy, because back then the perception and the stigma around homosexuality was not a thing that you would normally perceive as an aspiration for a kid.
Exactly.
Little boy in the country, not so much. So,
well, I always
seeing
had
people
those
that were
camp
happy.
Characters on TV that really didn't represent the entire community. You know,
like, are you being served?
Yes,
kind of,
right.
Are you free?
I'm free. And you know that whole camp thing, and then there was the you know, the unfortunate AIDS crisis where, you know, the community was vilified. And that was very important in the 80s and 90s.
It still is stigmatised.
Yeah, to see how even with that sort of, you know, chronic illness in our community, we could all still come out and celebrate who we are and everything. So it's been huge.
And it's been all about the fight. Fight for rights, fight for respect, fight for dignity. And we still keep fighting. We had to fight last year for marriage equality, and it was our opponents are dirty with their game.
Yes.
They use as much mythology as they can muster. None of them have actually brought their god forward, which is interesting, because you'd think that if a god was so passionate about it, they might want to present one as evidence.
Well, I thought they said goodbye to their god this week when they said bye-bye Barnaby.
Oh, I don't know if Barnaby's quite on the god status,
no.
But he's a
wanker.
Certainly
anyway,
a devil.
Moving right along,
but we have
Stefan, have you been to Mardi Gras?
10 years ago.
And how was it for you?
It was good. I was visiting Australia at the time. I've only been in Australia for 9 years. Well,
and whereabouts are you from again?
I'm French.
He's very sexy, listeners, so be sure to listen in. So Mardi Gras was good,
so,
yeah?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So the only time I've been.
Oh, my favourite Mardi Gras was, I saw a couple of things happen to me. I actually crocheted my own white shorts for Mardi Gras. Yes, I was there with my hook and my white wool, and I wore them to Gragra. And it was when Kylie Minogue was on. And, you know, I'd sort of, you know, not that I endorse this or the station does, but I had a couple of happy pills and I was standing there watching Kylie Minogue and convinced that she was just singing to me.
She probably was, Russ.
Well, I think so. Anyway, I was a bit embarrassed when I got back to the hotel where I was staying the next day and I don't know what had happened to my crochet shorts over the course of the evening, but they were very dirty and they'd shrunk, and I went back to the hotel and there was a bunch of Japanese tourists checking in when I got back to the hotel. And I could,
worse for wear.
Well, I wasn't well.
Weren't at your best, Russ?
I wasn't at my best.
Not off to church.
No, not on that Sunday.
Well, I have seen a lot of footage and photos, and I'm looking forward to the Facebook posts this year.
So much fun. It is so much fun.
All out. It's a fantastic event, and it's worth celebrating. So Joy is very much so celebrating that, so tune in.
Listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.